Promised Land, written by Barry Maitland and read by John Vose. Soon after midnight, Kathy was sitting in her corner of the office with the crime scene manager from Forensic Services, Adur Scott, examining diagrams and video of blood spatter made to luminesce by the application of luminal spray. "This is just a preliminary thought now," the CSM murmured. "But compare the spread around the head of the second victim here and this one around the first. Do you see the difference?" Kathy studied the images. "There's much less spread around Caroline Jarvis's head."
"Aye, and yet the injuries were just as severe."
"So he's learning? Improving his technique?"
"Possibly, but how?"
He stopped in mid-sentence, and Kathy turned to see what he was looking at. She was surprised to see her boss, Commander Stephen Torrens, head of Homicide and Serious Crime Command, accompanied by his boss, the Assistant Commissioner in charge of the Specialist Crimes and Operations Directorate, both dressed as if for a banquet, he in black tie, she in a sleek cocktail dress and heels, approaching through the desks and computers, staff staring as they passed. The CSM stood up hurriedly and muttered, "I'll be off then, ma'am," and made a run for it. Torrens said,
"Ah, Kathy, do you know Assistant Commissioner Cameron?"
"No, sir, ma'am."
They shook hands. Sally Cameron, something of a legend, was shorter and older than Kathy had imagined, but her presence was as formidable.
"Sorry to interrupt, Kathy," she said, "but we were at a rather tedious function and I thought we should do something more important. Brief us, will you?"
So Kathy did, starting with an update on the essential facts of the case, then taking them to the large map and explaining the logistical difficulties of Hampstead Heath. "We're concentrating on the main part of the heath east of Spaniards Road, within which both murders took place. Although there are only 3 CCTV cameras within the heath itself, there are at least 50 in the immediate perimeter area. There are 26 path entries and exits into the east heath that they could have taken, and many more off-track ways of getting in and out. From first light, we'll have teams door-knocking the perimeter roads and alerting passing traffic for any sightings of strangers on the 2 occasions. We'll be checking overflights and satellite images for parked vehicles in the vicinity."
"What are you looking for?" Torrens barked.
"Any vehicle that was in the area at the time of both murders and someone carrying a bag." The Assistant Commissioner asked why. "The problem for the killer is that with the gross type of wounds inflicted, he's bound to be covered in blood. We assume he won't want to emerge from the park like that, and that he would have been wearing some kind of protective clothing which he'd remove and carry out in a bag." They discussed this, then moved on to close-up maps of the 2 murder sites. Kathy showed them the preliminary forensic results. "We've found one possible trace so far, a single hair, blonde."
"DNA?" Torrens asked.
"Yes, but not human, they think. Probably a dog. There are a lot of dog walkers on Hampstead Heath, so it may have nothing to do with the murderer." She expanded on her plans for the next day, outlining optimal manpower needs.
"Granted," Torrens said. "For 3 days, you have carte blanche, all the resources you need. Then we'll review the situation."